Would you like to be poor in spirit? This is Father Scott Seethaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are really starting to get on your nerves, they're driving you crazy, you're ready to scream, you're so frustrated with people, please remember the words from the musical Les Miserables: to love another person is to see the face of God. We got to remember that as we interact with people. Because people are going to get on your nerves. We do that in family. Husbands and wives get on each other's nerves. Kids drive their parents crazy. We got to remember that we claim that our family is God with skin on for us. Yeah, and even the people we meet, total strangers. What did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 25? What you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. Could you imagine what condition our world would be in if we would treat each other believing that God dwells in us, that there's that spark of divinity in us? Jesus says in the Golden Rule, do unto others you would have them do unto you. That only happens when we recognize, when we train ourselves to recognize the spark of divinity that dwells in each one of us. What did Jesus say? The Father and I will come and we'll make our home in you. Well, today I want to talk about the Beatitudes, okay? Beatitude, if you hyphenate it, it almost sounds like be in attitude. St. Paul would say in the famous passage in Philippians chapter 2, have that mind, have that attitude in you that was in Christ Jesus. You know, attitude is really important. Today, people talk a lot about the difference that attitude makes. Charles Swindoll wrote this about attitude once. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It's more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is playing on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. Amen to that? Do you agree with that? How could you not agree with that? We all know that attitude makes a difference. Be an attitude. Well, using Matthew's Beatitudes, let's talk about the first one, okay? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Okay, when Luke talks about it, he just says, blessed are the poor. So he obviously is referring to the materially poor, to people who have, you know, they just don't have their share of the good things in life. They struggle to make it their existence. Eke out an existence, we used to say when I was growing up. What's Matthew doing here by saying poor in spirit? Well, Matthew readily, because the Jewish people, the vast majority of the Jewish people lived in extreme poverty. They didn't own their own homes or the land. They lived literally from day to day. Their diet was mostly, wheat, few vegetables, very little meat. So what Matthew is doing here is, since the majority of the people were poor, he's going to emphasize something just a little bit different than physical poverty. He's going to talk about humility. He's referring to humility here when he's talking about poor in spirit. He's referring to detachment. He's saying that the people who are really blessed are those who are not going to get caught up in the money, the power, the glitter, the glamour, the sensuality of this world. What he's saying is a person who is poor in spirit has the right emphasis in his or her life. They know that earth is not their home. Earth is their gymnasium. Heaven is their home. They know that without the reality of God in this world, our world would self-destruct. They know that in a world that teaches you to love things and use people, that to follow Jesus Christ means to love people and use things. And this beatitude, very simple, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, is something that we need to write about, preach about, teach about, pray about in the times in which we live, right? Absolutely. It's a message for our world. Jesus taught an upside-down theology. What do I mean by that? Well, take, for example, happiness. Because really, the Beatitudes could be also called the Happitudes. Jesus is saying, you want real happiness? Don't do it the world's way, because what the world says will make you happy, that won't make you happy. My way will make you happy. In a secular, atheistic world, would look at Jesus' definition of happiness and go, oh, no way, that's not going to make you happy. This will make you happy. So to really be a follower of Jesus Christ, you have to be comfortable with paradoxes. You have to be able to live Jesus' teaching in the world without being grasped by the world, seduced by the world, taken captive by the world. And that's not easy to do, because in the times in which we live, there is such technology, there is so many comforts. In the media, there is such a seduction towards sensuality or towards greed. So that we have to be on alert, right? Jesus says, you know, be alert. You neither know the day nor the hour. Jesus would tell his disciples who are sleeping in the garden the night before he died, wake up, can't you watch? We got to watch. We got to be attentive. We have to be prepared. Well, if a person is poor in spirit, then he or she is less susceptible to all the temptations of the world. Because they have their compass, see? If they're meek and they're humble, and especially if they're detached from this world, you can't bribe them. You know? If you can't be bribed, and you really can't be threatened, because even if they threaten to kill you, and I'm not saying that wouldn't be scary, but I'm saying if they threaten to kill you, they just do you the favor of sending you home to heaven early. So somebody who is detached, who can't be bribed, who can't be bought, who can't be threatened, well, then they're blessed. That opening word of the Beatitude, they're very blessed. Now in John chapter 6, when he's talking about the Eucharist, Jesus is talking about the Eucharist, and he says, this really is my body and blood. And a lot of the disciples said, this is too difficult to hear. And they walked away, and Jesus said to the ones who were standing there who didn't walk away, will you also leave me? I think that not only applies to the teaching on the Eucharist, it applies to the Beatitudes. When you hear something as radical as, blessed are the poor in spirit, a lot of people walk. They don't want to follow that kind of a teaching. They don't want that to be their mission statement of their life, their vision statement. The way they operate, the way they live, the way they interact with people. No way. So I have to ask you, dear listeners, are you going to walk away from Jesus because he's saying that the poor in spirit, the humble, the lowly, the detached are the ones that are blessed? Are you going to walk away because Jesus is inviting you right now to be that type of person? Don't walk. You walk away from Jesus, you walk out into darkness. Judas did that, and he committed suicide. Okay, who do I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for our Marines. All this week I had you pray for the Army, I had you pray for the Navy, I had you pray for the Air Force. Now I want you to pray for the Marines. I mean, they really are the people who often take the brunt of the violence when they try to defend our country, defend other countries. You know, they are the people who are really, the people who really need a lot of extra prayers. Dear God, bless them, watch over them, protect them, bring them home safely, help them to act in moral and ethical ways. Don't let them give in to violence in their own hearts. Jesus, watch over our Marines, please. Amen. Today's food for thought comes from Martin Luther. Martin Luther said, the heart of the giver makes the gift dear and precious, right? If you got a good heart, if you're giving out of your generosity, not out of getting something, if you give because you want to be like Jesus, if you give because you don't believe that your generosity can be outdone, that you're more generous than God, then obviously you make your gift dear and precious. Let me see if I can make you smile or laugh, okay? One day God looks down and notices that Adam is all alone while all the animals have companions. So he decides to create a companion for Adam. He comes to see Adam and says to him, Adam, you are my greatest creation, and therefore I'm going to create for you the ultimate companion. She will worship the very ground you walk on. She will long for you and no other. She will be highly intelligent. She will wait on you hand and foot and obey your every command. She will be beautiful, and all it will cost you is an arm and a leg. And thinking for a few moments, Adam replies, God, what could I get for a rib? Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you that you listened to the program. I certainly would like to hear it, that it's helpful to you. I love hearing from my listeners. Would you send me your prayer intentions? I'll storm heaven with you and for you. I'll be your prayer partner, your prayer warrior. Together, we will ask God for the blessings you need, especially if you're in crisis right now, if you're being tested severely. You can ask for my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. You can send me a donation so I can keep my hospital for the poor open in Oaxaca, Mexico. You can make that check to TASH, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Visit my website at fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.